What should the safety net be made of? Government programs or personal responsibility? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a discussion about the social safety net at Georgetown University, and on the right side of the stage was conservative author Arthur Brooks, who wants us to stop blaming the rich.
But to the extent that we can get away from this notion that the rich are stealing from the poor, then we can look at this, and I think, in a way that's constructive.
And seated to the left was one Barack Obama, arguing that it makes no sense that some of those rich people pay a lower tax rate than middle-class taxpayers. But the president also acknowledged that economic reforms cannot replace strong families.
I am all for values, I am all for character, but I also know that values that our kids have that allow them to succeed in discipline and hard work, that all those things in part are shaped by what they see really early on. And some of those kids right now, because of no fault of those kids and because of history, they're not going to get enough help at home. And the question then becomes, are we committed to helping them instead?
And for the conservative side, Arthur Brooks conceded that capitalism doesn't work unless the capitalists running it are upright citizens.
Capitalism is nothing more than a system, and it must be predicated on right morals.
So I think I heard a little bit of common ground there. The character is important for both rich and poor, but that it's difficult for a poor kid to develop that kind of character if he's born into a neglected neighborhood of struggling parents and second-rate schools. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.